Chief Perkins notes that there were just two murders in Roanoke all of last year and two already in 2015, both of those occurring at a late-night party on Shenandoah Avenue in what used to be the Obenshain's greenhouses. Perkins won't predict how many more people might die as a result of foul play this year, and he says you have to put things in perspective.
If you're not hanging out at an illegal nip joint at 4 o'clock in the morning, that's a decision you have to make on your own. But if you're not doing that, then you probably don't have to worry about being the victim of a murder in the city. That's the perspective you've got to put it in.
Perkins says residents, especially those in Northwest Roanoke where the weekend murders occurred, and the majority of all shooting incidents in the city happened last year, must step up, take responsibility, and contact the police if they have information that can help solve a crime, like in the two shooting incidents on Shenandoah in recent days. Gene Morano, WFIR News.